You are listening to WGXC ICRA, hands-on creative community radio at 90.7 FM and streaming live online at WGXC.org. WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm.
You're listening to the test site of Acoustic Commons. Available at wavefarm.org/listen or on any wgxc.org webpage if you click on the listen button. The test site of Acoustica Commons is a microphone in the Wavefarm woods that lets you overhear the sounds of nature, the live weather on the radio at wavefarm.org/listen or click on any wgxc.org webpage. Click on the listen button to hear the sounds in the woods at Wave Farm through the test site of Acoustic Commons.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Peter Brock of Tivoli, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the Office of the Governor and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the Greene County Cultural Fund, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC monthly supporters, whose generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
My people, what can I say? Say what I can. I saw it, but I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it what I saw. Are we going to live together? Together, are we gonna live? This is your Mr. Senior Love Daddy talking to you from We Love Radio 108 FM on your dial. And that's the triple truth, Ruth. Today's weather, hot! Wake up!
And Sound Archive Remix Project by Consu X, in partnership with Wave Farm and the Oral History Summer School. This piece was commissioned with a two-part aim to facilitate ongoing interpretation of the audio collection and the creation of public and social experiences of the archive. The Clovis Archive is comprised of nearly 500 oral histories and over 150 songs and ambient sounds of the Hudson, New York area communities. I'm adding some Vermont sound into the mix this time around. The oral history interview is an intimate conversation between two people, both of whom have generously agreed to share this recording with Oral History Summer School, with me, and now, with you. I want to thank the folks who show up in this piece, and those who are also doing field recordings. When I started this piece, I thought it would be a living library, featuring my father and the voices of the people in the archives. I wanted to investigate the shifting landscapes of memory and understanding. Truth is, engagement with this intimate material has been much more difficult than I anticipated. Combine that with the reality of trauma work, triggers and activations, with my own health and chronic pain, and caregiving for my father, let's say that I'm surprised I was able to get anything recorded at all. That said, this project is a labor of love, gentleness, and a search for joy and laughter amid heartbreak and brutal honesty. This is From the Outside. Distracted, chewing on moments of repeating traumas that have laddered into themselves to place me in the back seat of a truck going 90 miles per hour with the drivers missing, abandoned. And if I don't jump out, I can't save myself.
Now that's not right.
Worth noting that the drivers were my parents.
Now that's not right.
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad, right?
Not bad.
Thank you.
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad, right?
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad, right?
Not bad, not bad.
Can you tell us about your husband?
What do you want to know?
Anything you want to tell about him.
Emil, would you like to introduce yourself?
What?
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Do what?
Would you like to introduce yourself?
What do you want me to say?
Your name would be great.
Emil Kreiser.
Okay.
You know, I really don't like this, come to think of it.
Then let's just stop.
I'm going to finish up salvaging over there.
What's that?
I'm going to finish up salvaging over there.
Thank you so much.
So if you need me, it's giving me good energy.
Great. And if it's not clear, it's like, work at your pace, break at your pace, do what feels good, and stop when you
want. It's clear.
Great. It's just like...
Can you tell me about Clover?
What?
Can tell me about the place then.
Oh, my place in Clover?
Okay.
Well, whatever you would like to tell me about. Would you like
You know, I really don't want to do any of this, so you tell me what you want.
Well, if you'd rather, we can stop.
No, it's all right. I agreed to do it.
I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
What else would you like to know?
I would like to know if you have a concept of cripple punk. Because I know I have a purpose and a reason, and an inkling towards my fellow heathens.
Traveled around the world a little bit. Been to Europe. Traveled around. Saw a little bit of the world. All around.
When I'm doing stuff like this, I revert back to when I was in the military. My friends, I was in maintenance supply. My friends were all down on that flight line, that cold wind blowing. I was in the office. I worked in the orderly room. So, man, shucks. Sometime in the winter in Colorado, cold.
Yeah. Yep.
been to Europe, traveled around Europe, to most of the European countries. They bought a car in Europe, and a couple of friends of ours, we shared expenses, had a wonderful time traveling and seeing the rest of the world.
Wait. I was asking a question about Cripple Punk. Do we all know the principles?
They hung together. You know, they went to school things together. They done everything together.
Bonnie came back here and got married in the 50s, raised a family so far, and everybody's here. That's about it. Living a normal life, I assume.
What's a normal life?
I'm just happy to be in this life that I was giving from those two amazing people who met.
It was one nice, tight-knit family.
Over there on Fifth Street, everybody knows us to be the family, you know.
Yep.
Distracted again.
Yep.
Caught in a loop. Yep. A repeating loop.
Yep.
What was I talking about again?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Cripple Punk is exclusively by the physically disabled for the physically disabled. Wait, am I missing something? I think we're missing something. Are we missing people?
Elias and I, we've been a long, long time. We do things a lot together, and we're both very good friends. Like, we walk together around here. We go to things like that.
That was a long time ago. Good traces of light. That was a long time ago.
Truth is, it's right now.
Look, that sun is bright.
Isn't it?
Cripple Punk is about solidarity and is open to all physically disabled people.
Yes.
Cripple Punk rejects pity, inspiration porn, and all other forms of ableism. Cripple Punk fights internalized ableism and fully supports those struggling with it.
He says, I know the leaves are green, they only change to brown. When autumn comes around, I know just what I say. Today's not yesterday, and all things have an ending. But what I'd like to know, does a place like this exist forevermore? Or do we have to change our wings and fly away to the vision in our minds?
Cripple Punk respects intersections of race, culture, gender, sexual and romantic orientation, size, intersex status, mental illness, neuroatypical status, survivor status, etc.
Who's Sean?
Sean is upstairs, my friend Sean. Live with us.
It's our neighbor, and he also works here at Camp Hill.
And he invited me for a date thing.
tonight.
Are you excited about it?
Yeah, excited.
What did you think it might be like?
I had no idea because I was very naive, which I found out.
Cripple Punk recognizes that there is no one universal disabled experience. Cripple Punk does not pander to the able-bodied.
I'm wearing my fancy shirts. Full one.
Oh, fancy.
Me and nerd giggly over here. Look at that. It's me, I'm certain this. It's me, I'm certain this. It's me, I'm certain this. It's me.
I know. But what is it that you think you know?
That's hard.
Anything you like to do in particular with your mom or dad?
Yeah.
Everything. In Pennsylvania, we were there for 2 years.
So you was out there picking beans?
Mm-hmm. My uncle. He was my great uncle. He drove the truck.
Marshall?
Mm-hmm. With little moon cell.
He said he wasn't really mean, though. He misunderstood a little bit.
Yeah, misunderstood. And took no crap from anybody. Little short dude.
It's not the, I did not have an idealistic childhood, but I certainly didn't have a horrible childhood.
Cripple Punk rejects the good cripple mythos. Cripple Punk is here for the bitter cripple, the uninspirational cripple, the smoking cripple, the drinking cripple, the addict cripple, and the cripple who hasn't tried everything, quote unquote.
My dad's dead. He died at a very young age, 52. He was a longshoreman, and he smoked.
The smoking.
I don't think he drank heavily, but I think the cigarettes is what did him in. And he eventually started getting heart problems and cancer. And so, at a very young age, 52. When I was 25 years old, he passed away.
Are you angry?
So, like I said, my mother has been a widow since then.
Family life was great.
When I look back at it now, sometimes when you're a child, you think family life is terrible until you become an adult and you look back.
I told y'all I didn't want to go there. The smoking cripple. I told y'all I didn't want to talk about that. The addict cripple. Trying to talk about something else. Hasn't tried everything, quote unquote. Cripple Punk rejects the good cripple mythos. Cripple Punk is here for the bitter cripple. The uninspirational cripple. The smoking cripple. The drinking cripple. The addict cripple. And the cripple who hasn't tried everything, quote unquote.
Yes.
I'm Jonah Lang. I'm sitting here with my lovely interviewer, Laura Kelly, who wants to do this for Archives, and I'm enjoying it so far.
Good.
And I don't know if I can. I know you. I requested if.
So yes.
Are you okay with it?
Yes. Yeah.
You look like you.
Oh no! I just sometimes get nervous doing interviews.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Why?
I don't know.
We're supposed to be the ones that are nervous. That's okay.
But,
craziest night of my life had begun.
I also like to make people laugh because I think laugh is medicine in a way.
And I would say that from that point on, from around 21 to around 31, somewhere in there, I smoked pot every day, drank every day.
So can you tell me about your mother?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
I don't know what you want to know. Oh, it was tough. It was hotter than blue blazes, I'll tell you that much.
And I really can't tell you what happened. I can't say like I had some great awakening.
Cripple punk is not conditional on things like mobility aids and quote-unquote functioning levels. I'm ignoring y'all. I told y'all I wasn't going to talk about that. Always listen to those with different physical disabilities and different intersections than yourself. Do not speak over them. Disabled people do not need to personally identify with the words cripple or punk individually to be a part of cripple punk. Able-bodied people wishing to spread the message may only ever amplify the voices of the disabled.
TV of how bloody it can get and how just how crazy it is, but when you think about it the way I do, I just think about it how it makes you somebody a little different because you get to get into that feeling of what it takes to train and turn your body into its ultimate form and compete with somebody else that's trying to beat you up also, and dealing with the nerves of walking from the locker room to the cage is the most craziest thing ever. But once you feel that rush inside your body, there's nothing like it, and that's kind of what I'm still stuck on, is the rush of walking to the cage while people are screaming against your side, whatever it may be, just that rush of being in there and fighting with another person. It's just one of those things that I can't get away from. Besides that,
But at some point, it just seemed so terribly unhealthy.
I can't take it. I've had enough.
Tried to get over you, it doesn't work.
You're still a, I'm still a pincher. I love to, he said it right. I'm up at night, contemplating flights of black and white. Straight or gay, woman or a man, I'ma love you best I can. I am daily craving safety. That's the lie that I have told myself. There is no such thing. Fear is same as freedom. Loneliness is permanent. So is bleeding. Happiness is fleeting. Skiing haunt my nightmares. Staging riding. Queen maid coming. Sweet across my eyelids. Man, this feels like dying. Platform. DMT, I'm flying. High is better than crying. Drunk is more like I'm gliding. Through the fish of life. Manure, sludge, heifer. Underwater lamps. A slaughterhouse. Five. I'm a dive. Bogus, jive-ish. Peasant-ish. Like my ex-friend said. All my best friends dead. Oh, woman. I'll be the same, best I can. Light a cane with the lighter. I'm a fighter pilot, kamikaze, bunch of Nazi. I put the gun upside my head, and every time I take it down, I know my enemy's different. Replace the trigger with the crown. I know you'll really hate me now. Smile on my face, I take a bow. Fruit and call, king of the ball. I put the gun upside my head, and every time I take it down, I know my enemy's different. Replace the trigger with the crown. I know you'll really hate me now. Smile on my face, I take a bow. Fruit and call, king of the ball, standing tall. Black Panther Party, tell I die, tell no lies. Lincoln would have fucked us if he could. That's the truth. Jefferson had that sweet tooth. Evil shows so powerful. Attachment issues actual. I've been in concert with the times of persecution for the broken boys who've been relegated to the woods. No good, bad apples. We are vermin with our torment, with the torsion. Could have been a miscarriage, could have been another abortion. Y'all call living a fortune. Granted on my shoulders, I'm a lost soldier. Prometheus, I'm older, so it's colder. Transorcistic, growler, list of Canton. Lit again, Burlington, that's a pit. Get me out, don't need clout. That city, grimy, that's just slimy. Get me back to country bopping. Rocking in my truck, no cap. Sick on my truck, a hat. Peace to all the rigs, a flash of dap. A mass of kisses in my bed, I'm shackled. Change of dead, my name don't need your shame. We know each other too well. Tripped in our personal hells. 13 acres under cell. Sanctuary from the zombies. Catch a body, I'm too cocky for the self. Flagellation, but I'm patient. Zero tolerance for racism. Forsworn to these contours. Been a whore when I was young. Back in the sun, beaches, ecstasy. My teachers, internet, and porno features. I'm a glutton, not a preacher. Been a heathen, not a saint. I'm just a bastard, no regret. So I put the gun upside my head, and every time I take it down, I know my enemies different. Replace the trigger with the crown. I know you'll really hate me now. Smile on my face and take a bow. I put the gun upside my head, and every time I take it down, I know my enemies different. Replace the trigger with the crown. I know you'll really hate me now. Smile on my face and take a bow. Curtain call, king of the ball, standing tall. Addiction is a disease. My desperate search is for peace. Ain't no safety in the bottle. Just was playing to the throttle. So I'm turning to the can. I've never been a Peter Pan. Fuck you. Two were raised inside the comfort of their skin. I find the poison medicine inside my fan. I'm a dog in a kennel. Licorice like fan. A liquor. Heat, I'm devil hot. Had enough. Trying to bust outside the cages y'all have built. Four more people on my hill. This my sanctuary. I will make it. Try to take me. Try to test me. Try to take me. Try to test me. I'll get feisty. Ooh, shiesty. Like I said, just walk on by me. Say goodbye. Peace out. Don't clout, so what? Get stuffed. I've been looking forward to these fisticuffs. Let me scrap. No new friends, I'd rather send you torture and Terminator back again. Black as sin means impure, not demure. Time to settle ancient scores. Transparent cellophane, bonehead, bones dead. Find me in the barn with a yardstick, trying to fight a rooster off. That's common, cause if I get stabbed, we all know that I deserve this. Solipsistic, I'll admit it. Narcissistic, aren't we all? Read between the lines and waste my time. Yeah. Put the gun upside my head, and every time I take it down, I know my enemies different. Replace that trigger with the crown. I know you'll really hate me now. Smile on my face, I take a bow. Curtain call, king of the ball, standing tall. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, buddy. You'll have to excuse my buck. You'll also have to excuse me. You are currently listening to a collaboration between ConsuX, the Oral History Summer School Archives, and Wave Farm.
Of course, I was born and raised on a farm all my life. And I lived there for quite a few because my husband worked on the farm.
Me and my husband work on our farm as well. I just want to double back for a second, though. There were two things we missed in those Crip principles before, you know, I got too activated to say them. Able-bodied people may never use uncensored slurs themselves,
but they may never censor our language. Able-bodied people must always tag things like reblogs with "I'm able-bodied," quote-unquote. Physically disabled people wanting to be a part of the movement who are uncomfortable using the slur may refer to it as quote-unquote C-punk. Got feelings about the word slur, but we'll talk about that later. So look, can we have a redo?
Of course, I was born and raised on a farm all my life, and I lived there for quite a few because my husband worked on the farm.
And still living?
Farm life is good. My father passed away, and so we had to have that, and, yeah.
We had a lot more factories back then. You had the Lone Star, you had the Atlas, you had the Canada Dry, you had the Match Factory, you had the Popcorn Factory, you had I worked in factory where they made baby clothes.
No, I don't know where he was born. I married a... No, I don't know where he was born.
You married the farmhand?
Yeah. No, I don't know where he was born. His mother and father came from Germany. Yeah.
No. She was at the very least working. So she wasn't around during like the day.
Country to the city, move from the city to the country.
Yeah. You can't even walk. You coming in the door like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's that?
Skip.
Go on, Skip.
Yeah, you think that's serving? You never go ahead, so you got your last drink in here, and that's the girl to serve.
Skip would drink till he couldn't walk.
Living in Bliss Towers in the projects. So, I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Oh, I know what we had. We had playgrounds. We had Franklin Park. We had Charles Williams. We had Oakdale. We had Academy Hill. We had St. Mary's. And that was, you went to the one by where you lived.
It was just so big and... Farm life is good. Farm life is good. I don't know. Farm
life is good. You liked your farm better?
Yeah. Farm life is good. Yeah.
So I'm out in Colorado, and I was like, oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. That was where? That's the first time I saw them. They were grazing. They were grazing in Colorado. That's
So who milked the cows when you were away in New York?
My brothers.
Your brothers took care of
them. Oh, yeah.
Was that part of your work, milking the cows or collecting the eggs? Or was that done by the children and your brothers?
That was done by my brothers. Yeah, and my mother.
Does your dad know who you are? Yes, we'll be going to the store. You go to that store and you come right back. Don't let me not see you come down this way.
I'm still close friends with the same friends that I had growing up.
Yeah, we all did.
Everybody took...
Oh, yeah.
Took care of each other.
Yeah.
On Mondays you had beans, on Tuesday you had spaghetti, on Wednesdays you had soup, on Friday and Saturdays that was potluck day, and on Sunday you had a big, big meal because everybody did it. So I just figured somebody had to teach them to do that. You know, so you don't have that now.
I'm still close friends with the same friends that I had growing up.
It wasn't like it is now. It's far different from what it is now.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, but, you know, it has its rewards. Yeah.
And you had each other.
Yeah.
Shades of gray, wherever I go, the more I find out, the less that I know.
That's true.
Okay, and when you open your mind to that, you become almost childlike again. You start to realize that you don't know everything.
What was school like for you?
School was difficult for me. This is one of the reasons that led me to get in a lot of trouble.
This is live.
Because the work wasn't all that challenging. And
everybody knew everybody. Seemed like everybody was somewhat responsible for everybody. You couldn't go 2 feet away from your house without somebody knowing you. And if you went 3 feet, somebody would say, "Hey, somebody know where you are? Get down the street."
I wouldn't come by. Nobody else would come.
Skip,
yeah.
This is live from Calico Jack. Riding through Pennsylvania with you tonight. Interstate 81. Heading upstate. Got some stuff to move. What's new? Anyway, welcome to the ride. We'll see what the radio's got to throw at us. I'm riding deep here with Penguin. He's asleep. It's bedtime. But I got my caffeine, I got my nicotine, I got my supplies to keep the night cruising a little longer, push this body a little harder to get home. You know what I mean? Home, home, home. It's a lifelong journey. May you find what you're looking for out there, and in the meantime, keep your friends close. And your enemies closer.
I'm still close friends with the same friends that I had growing up.
It wasn't like it is now. It's far different from what it is now.
You said it's on us to change the cycle. Who do you include in that? Us.
I'm still close friends with the same friends that I had growing up.
It wasn't like it is now. It's far different from what it is now.
And it's just amazing what we can do when we come together. We don't have to agree on everything.
I was going to quit. I was selling the tickets and I was going to quit because I went to sell the ticket. And the lady, because they would have you go out to the stores. Certain nights you were stationed in front of the store. And it was back when Barker's and James Ray was here. And we were stationed out, me and another girl. And
I could have been considered a bad kid growing up. I didn't have the same type of respect for authority.
Oye. No me hable así. Don't talk to me crazy.
There was some prejudice being shown with me, and I asked the woman, did she want to buy a ticket to sponsor for the Winter Carnival, and she asked me something that was totally, what for you to buy popcorn and play the hunky to me? And I looked at her, and then she turned right around, and the two of us, I was on this side of the door, the other girl was on that side of the door. She turned right around and bought the ticket from the other girl.
Ooh,
Don't talk to me crazy. Be there in the morning. I'm having a ball.
But mostly for me, as I look back at that time and where I'm at now, it was I didn't have respect for white supremacy and what they were trying to indoctrinate us with in the school setting. So I did my own thing.
And so I was like, ooh, that was the first time that I'd ever been actually up front with total prejudice, and that's what that was. I was 16, and I can remember going back when we had our meeting, and I told them I don't want to be a part of this anymore. And they talked me out of it because they said that, and they were right, they said that they really can't control other people. This was somebody from the outside, and that they apologized for me having to go through it and whatnot, but it wasn't really anything that they could do. That was just her stupidity, basically. And they taught me. That's why I wound up taking my dad, because I was going to quit. And I wasn't, the person that I was going to ask was not going to be available, so I asked my dad to just go ahead and finish. And daddy had said that you went through it this far, why are you going to stop now? You know, if you stop now, you would be letting her win.
Never let her win.
This awareness that you have that they were sort of using you as to boost their reputation as a school, was that something you were aware of at the time or that you realized later?
I was aware of, because they didn't treat me like that previous to me coming home and excelling.
But you said you grew up with grandma's cooking from the south.
Oh yeah. Now there was a cooking grandma. Or she had done cooking all life, so that was a good thing. And then my mother could cook too. They could cook. Remember, I tell you, cook for the restaurant and stuff. So it's that wasn't her thing.
And one thing you can say about me is I'm a stand-up, loyal dude. I'm about my streets. I'm about my community. I know where I'm from. I know who I am.
You wouldn't eat okra and you wouldn't eat black-eyed peas, though.
Yeah. I ain't no okra. Unless they snuck a little piece in somewhere. I'm not eating any. But just eat okra. And Grandma ate okra like she was... that piece of
and
bread.
And one thing you can say about me is I'm a stand-up loyal dude. I'm about my streets. I'm about my community.
I did that chicken. Right before you ate it. Yeah, right before you ate it.
So you gotta know how to clean it.
That's right. Right. That's right.
Grandma Stella knew how to clean
a possum. Although I live a different type of life. I live a different life.
A lot of people be telling you ate possum. They look at you like... they know possum.
Like the face tightened.
The thing about it, when someone kills an animal, people that do eat different type of animals, when they kill it, if they know how to cook it and everything, it's all right. But then you get somebody else, they kill an animal, they cook it, they don't know what the hell they're doing. It's the nastiest thing in the world, I tell you. And I got two flowers for you. With Grandma, Miss Annie, Miss Mom. Yeah. It was like, I had the best coach around.
Yeah, it's just, this is one of those things that just makes you realize that you know that you're here for a reason, and to just continue what you're doing because it's great. And reminders like that of just being able to share stages with Lauryn Hill and Grace Jones just shows me that, yeah, man, this is the right thing that we should be doing.
Reveries, lighting up my memories, sucking fallacies that I was lost.
equations, cross the nation. We are more than logic, more than magic. I'm Aladdin, like a palace. I'm a prince and a pauper, peasant farmer, like a barter. Give me trade, time of day, my death gets hit. Getting laid in a gimmick. Fantastic fantasy, I sleep for this and love and source above. Pitching futures out of reach, I believe that we can be pessimistic, optimistic, in the system. I'm a pension, give me freedom instead. I'm getting daily ahead. Good brain is the shame of yours, and dying. Laughing, lure, crying, you are selling, I ain't buying. Defying expectations, I'm elated while I'm fading. Twisted like my body, playing a game of shame. My shame is man-made, grip, renegade, lemonade. Take a stand on my land, I'm on my way. It's time to get my people free. 400 years, I thought it's here, I'm not here. I'm sailing off, work is sitting at the trough. You think you lost, I know the cost of sitting on the fence. Raise the tenants, learn to gain, it's normal, see, I cannot breathe. Clock for walls, I'm going off, on all transform, off is dangerous. Yeah, you owe me, not good enough to blow me. No, you want to, you don't like it, that's too bad. I'm such a lad, not a bad old head. Six therapy sessions before they give you prescription. They keep asking you questions, they keep making you question. When their medication solves the problem, solves one disappointment. I'm a little modest, not humble king. Bumblebee, treat us all with royalty. 40 echoes and a fuel, let us use our own schools. Universal, jump the hurdle. Knuckle turning, purple gripping at the steering wheel. They never hear appeals to justice, to kindness, to humanity, equality. I am sick of being sick of being sick to death of all distress. The world's a mess. Health and eyes, stature, that's a joke. Liberation's up and spoke. Only thing I gotta do is get born and die alone. I'm on my own with my mind. Shift the time, fight the order, lean into the chaos. Don't you better pay us. You don't like us, yes, we know it. We don't care. Dread our hair, dread our race. We have no place. Moving at our own pace. On combo bind. Peace of mind. Drift the tide. On our own, we'll live no lie. Point of pride. You don't like us, yes, we know it. We don't care. Dread our hair, dread our face. We have no place. Moving at our own pace. On combo bind. Peace of mind. Surf the tide. On our own, we'll live no lie. Point of pride. Smothered by my pride, clad in hubris. Now I'm melting, Icarus. Last flight, that's the chorus. The forest, vernal pools in the forest. Mustang, wild horses on the beaches. Let's return to the way we were before. Before the Puritans, we are like them. We are fighters, buddy lovers, have each other's back. We crick and crack, tell our story, sipping morning glory. Digging in my car to 440. Still reserved, getting curved. Remember, sitting on a curd. Make the stolen, keep on rolling. Pay me back, the deck is stacked, yeah.
Okay, and who's clapping? I'll clap. One, two, three.
Okay,
all right.
One of the things isn't working. Only this one's
going. Oh, because you gotta push that.
You have been listening to From the Outside, a community library of voice and sound archive remix project by Kansu X
is that
in partnership with Wave Farm and the Oral History Summer School.
All right, count me in.
Okay, we're clapping.
Oral History
again.
Summer School abides by the general principles and best practices for oral history as agreed upon by the Oral History Association, 2018. And I hope that I've used this material with respect for these professional ethics.
Yeah, everyone started?
I want to give a shout out to Suzanne and Emma of Oral History Summer School for their careful curation of these interviews and the workshops that they've provided. With over 26 hours of recordings made available to me from OHSS and the Clovis Archives, I could do this project 26 more times and come out with a different story, a different play, a different message, because I'd be a different person each time.
All right.
I have deep gratitude to the voices in this piece.
Okay, we're clapping again.
And the listeners for giving me space to be myself in art form. No hiding here. This is Kansu X. Till next time, signing off.
When I think about you and the world that you see, the way it